Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
No Matt Steinmetz today. He's out until Monday. Dirt of Guru Johnson, Bonte Hill holding it down here on BSNG. Producer Kyle in the back, Jill Spadoni on the board. Thanks to Bip Roberts for just joining us and enlightening us on everything that's going on in this country and his thoughts on what's going on in baseball. Up next, a good friend of the program. We love him here at 95.7 The Game. So much so that I call him Bubba now. J.P. Morosi covers baseball. One of the best in the business. MLB Network, Fox Sports, even Guru, even double dips in hockey. That's what I met him at. I met him at a Sharks game, for crying out loud. J.P. Morosi never gets rest, and it's good to catch up with our good friend J.P. Morosi here on 95.7 The Game. John, how you been, man? Long time, no talk.
It has been. It's been too long, my friend. Great to be back on the show with both of you, and thanks for keeping the conversation going, as you do so brilliantly here on the show, and just hoping for better days ahead, and certainly that our national pastime is part of that healing process moving forward.
Absolutely, John, and that's why we wanted to talk to you today, because it seems like there's been an impasse here on what's going on in Major League Baseball. Seems like there's a difference of $2 million. We know what the players said a couple weeks ago. They basically said no to the 82-game proposal. So what is the latest? Because, you know, a lot of people, a lot of our baseball fans here in the Bay Area, you know, there's a lot of A's fans, a lot of Giants fans. They're losing hope on the season actually being played in 2020. What is the latest on what you're hearing when it comes to Major League Baseball and actually getting some games in?
Well, Bonte and Guru, I really think that we're going to play this year. I do. There are a lot of reasons for optimism still. I believe that both sides realize the importance in playing this year. I'm not as sure or as confident in any particular number of games because it does appear that MLB reportedly would be comfortable going down to a small number of games, smaller number of games, like 50 or 60, and that maybe at that number they'd be comfortable paying the prorated salary to the players, because really the idea here is to make sure that you have the playoffs, because the playoffs are the largest moneymaker. They're really where I think baseball is looking to make their mark. But, of course, you have to play enough regular season games to really give legitimacy to the postseason itself. So that, to me, is the big question. How does that get handled? What is the minimum number of games that you've got to play? I think 50 or 60 is certainly okay. It's not ideal, but it's a suitable number. And you could probably begin that regular season in August if you had to. So you still have some time to make an agreement, even though I think we would all agree that the ideal would be 82 games starting on the 4th of July, and for that to happen, you'd really have to get an agreement done here in the next week or so.
John, I get asked a lot of good to talk to you. I get asked a lot of times, what's your favorite sport? It's like asking your favorite child. I don't have one. I love them all the same. They're seasonal. But I will say this. I know right now with the younger generation, you know, it's the NFL, it's the NBA more than baseball. But I hope you're right that it comes back. But, John, if it doesn't come back, how much damage will be to the game that we all love? How much damage will be done?
It's very troubling. And I think we're at a point where baseball players and owners and management, everybody involved, has to realize the moment, has to realize, yes, there is some opportunity here over the month of July in particular to be the first league to come back and to get in front of the American people and to play games almost all day long when you consider how you could do it across the country and really start to help connect the teams and the players with the fan base again. I mentioned this. I love watching Matt Chapman play, just to use one example for the A's. And when you think about the way that stars are marketed, I think he was certainly an MVP candidate in the American League here in the last couple of years, someone that I know he was on my ballot among the top 10 players in the league last time I voted. And I looked just a second ago at his following on Twitter. Now, Twitter is not the be-all, end-all in terms of measuring a player's Q rating or their popularity among fans around the country, but I just checked today, and Chapman has 9,700 followers on Twitter. If you compare that to a comparable player
right,
on the Warriors, on the Niners, it's not quite close, and it's not his fault. The point is that we have to think about the way these stars are marketed. Matt Chapman should be someone who, by any measure, as one of the great young stars in the game, great personality, really accommodating, just a fun guy to talk baseball with, his following should be extraordinary. It should be 500,000 at least. And I don't know how we get from 9,700 to 500,000, but the point is it's got to happen for the game of baseball to be at the kitchen tables and be on your show every day the way that it should be.
Wow, JP, you know, I just looked that up, and you're absolutely right. There's another Matt Chapman who popped up, and it's a freelance TV presenter. He's a broadcaster of the year, I believe, in the UK, and he has 105 followers.
Who are you?
I didn't know who this guy was. Who exactly? And Matt Chapman doesn't even have 10,000 followers? Wow, that is fascinating stuff there. You're spot on with that. I don't think baseball does a great job of marketing his players. Like, we were talking about this last year with Ray Ratto. You know, if Mike Trout was walking down the street, 8 people would probably walk by not even knowing who he is. And he's the best player in the game by a long shot, has been in the last 5 years. That's an excellent point, JP.
Well, I appreciate it, and I wish it wasn't the case. I wish that we collectively had Twitter followings and Instagram followings that are more commensurate with the talent of these players. These are the best players in the world. Matt Chapman, even if you're going to be conservative about it, is one of the best, I think, 20 position players on the planet. And if you go down and you think, okay, 20th best basketball player on the planet, you know, whatever it ends up being, and down that ranking, you're probably in the millions. I know Klay Thompson's over a million. I mean, this is, and you would argue in terms of relative ability within their own sports, probably comparable. Maybe even you'd say Chapman's higher. So it is, to me, a conversation that we've got to have. And I think it's frankly, I look at myself and say, you know, I've got to be part of the solution too as a reporter and a broadcaster to help present these players in a way that hopefully clicks a little more with fans around the country. And part of it, and I really think there have been a lot of really well-intentioned efforts by a lot of people around baseball, and part of it is simply the number of games that we play as a sport. We play every single day, and if you're going to ask, let's say, a Nationals fan or an Orioles fan to be a devoted Matt Chapman fan as well, then you're asking that person to watch 3 hours a day of the Orioles, and then 3 hours a day of the A's starting at 10 o'clock at night. And that's a challenge, whereas you could be a fan of Tom Brady and you could know, okay, well, I'm going to watch the Buccaneers now for 3 hours a day on Sunday, and that's it for your Tom Brady for the week, where it's a different sport with different viewing habits, and I just think that we're going to have to find some different, more creative ways. The broadcasts, I think, are part of it. The way we talk about the game is part of it. And just make that coffee table, dinner table, kitchen table, talk radio show like the great show that you guys do, just have that conversation be a little easier. I think the people that are involved in the game every day, like myself, frankly, we have to do a better job of presenting these players in a way that connects. And the time to do it, frankly, is next month, like July of 2020, before the rest of the sports world really gets back up and going.
Man, good stuff, John. Last time I heard your voice, there was no such thing, or I wasn't familiar, and I know Bonte wasn't, with COVID-19. Now that we're going through something, this pandemic we've never seen, when you heard Snell's comments about, you know, why he was reluctant to come back and play, we kind of, you know, we've already talked about it, but I'm curious that when you first heard those comments, how did that strike you? Did you understand them? Were you offended?
Well, it's complicated. I think first and foremost, I'm a big believer in having the players speak their minds. We just talked about that a second ago in terms of whether it's social media or being authentic. I'll always be someone that supports a player's ability to speak about their livelihood, what they want to do, and how they're feeling in the moment. I think that what was missing in Blake's comments was the context and the understanding, certainly first and foremost, of what a lot of people around the country are going through, and to maybe have that included in that situation, and to maybe learn more about the risks and how the union and MLB are working to hopefully reduce those risks as we get back to playing. But I think that when he spoke and the reaction to it, to me, underscored the pressure on both sides here, the players and the owners, to really find a way to get back on the field. If for some reason we don't have a season, and again, I'm a very strong believer that we will, but if we didn't, I don't think either side would be able to escape public scrutiny entirely. I think there would be certainly different parts of the population that probably blame different parties in the discussions, and really it would be in a certain sense a missed opportunity for everybody, because if you get back and play now, then you're at least setting yourself up for potential future good years in terms of revenues and the game on the field and marketing and everything else. But if you don't play, that's going to continue to show up in diminished opportunities and diminished revenues for years and years to come. It really, that's the part to me that is frustrating, maybe, as to why we haven't started to play yet or gotten back with an agreement, is it really should not be. I realize that there is a labor negotiation coming in the future, and that in some way this negotiation for 2020 is a proxy and sets the stage for the future. I understand all that. But if you behave in a way now that helps you grow your business for both the players and the owners, you're both going to be better off years from now. Matt, again, I'll reiterate this. The Oakland A's and Matt Chapman have an interest in him having more than 10,000 Twitter followers. And that's going to have a major effect on things going forward. But you cannot move that number higher if you don't play. That has to happen for that number to move up and for it to be where it should be for one of the great players in the game. So I think that we've got to get the game back on the field, and for all the different perspectives out there, all the different comments that have been made on different sides of the issue, I think the everything gets better if we get back on the field.
John Morosi here on 95.7 The Game on BSNG. And, you know, Guru and I have more followers than Matt Chapman. That can't happen,
oh,
man.
Wow.
Matt Chapman's a Gold Glover.
But with all due respect, so is Matt Chapman, okay?
Yeah. There you go. You bring up the players and the owners, and I think the players will look worse than the owners, or people are going to look at the players and say they're selfish, and the owners are going to kind of fade away in the background here, JP. I want to talk about the minor league system and what's happened with the minor league system. It's just, when the A's came out and did what they did with their minor league program, and I know more teams are doing it, it just really, it was just a bad look. It was just another bad look for a sport that continues to get in its own way, if you know what I mean, JP.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, and I feel badly still for the minor league players with the A's who are affected by that, and certainly there are a lot of people that work with the organization that it wasn't their decision in terms of what was done there. And so I feel for their player development folks and the managers and the coaches that have worked so hard to help develop those players over time and have built those relationships with them. Because baseball, as you both know, is really it's a relationship game. And I think back to the Royals team that, of course, we saw back in 2014 and 15, and back-to-back World Series, of course, the classic wild card game there against the A's. And they were able to come back and have a lot of great moments in their runs to the World Series because they had that unity that went back to the first years they were playing together in Idaho Falls and in the Pioneer League, and they were progressing year after year together, playing together, losing together, winning together. And you cannot replace that. You cannot replace that experience. And so when a decision happens like this, or when we're talking about the overall minor leagues potentially contracting in the future, there is a real issue that comes in there where you're going to miss that connective tissue with a team. And the teams that have it usually win. And the teams that don't have it usually see at some point in time when they're tested in those pressure situations, they're not able to be equal to the moment. And I really think that whatever the dollars and cents transaction is here, again, it's maybe a similar situation to the negotiation between MLB and the union here. Whatever the dollars and cents are on it for 2020, the negative impact in the future will be there because you're going to miss that experience. And that shows up in the way that you play. It really does. And for reasons that are hard to put on a spreadsheet or to use with data, there are a lot of, I think, tangible things that you can see in the future when you've got a great culture in the minor leagues. And a decision like this really, I think, runs against developing the strongest culture that you can have in the minor leagues.
John, I got to open up while we got you on the phone here and let you know that Bonte knows I take offense. I get upset when people talk about baseball and it needs to change. It needs to be more attractive to the young generation, maybe even cut innings down or whatnot. But I'm a National League guy. I love both leagues, but I love the Bruce Bochys that got to, you know, do that double switch and manage the bullpen. How real is a universal DH? Because, John, Bubba, I don't want to see any of that. How realistic do you think that is of actually happening?
Guru, I'm sorry, because it's realistic. I think what it all looks like
more
at the end of the day in terms of the final agreements. And
but why? Why, John? Why? Why do we need it now?
Things. It's a fair question, okay? I think a couple things. Number one, because of this year, two things here. Number one, the pitchers are not going to be themselves, really, from a standpoint of their full ability to be stretched out. So if it's a National League rule, you're going to have to go to your bench earlier, use more players at a time when you're going to be a little more cautious with roster size, and frankly, there are going to be some days where maybe you've got players who are not available because of COVID, depending on the circumstances during the course of the season. So making it easier on your roster physically is important here, and not maybe using too many deep players into the bench. I think that's one consideration. Number two, from a standpoint of overall conditioning, physicality, the potential risk of a blown hamstring on the bases probably is a little higher this year than our typical year, just simply because we haven't had a full spring training and a normal spring training. So I think there are some legitimate health concerns there and game management concerns. Also, the schedule, with the way the schedule is going to work potentially, with all the games you're going to be playing within your geographic third against the opposite league, to not put either league at a disadvantage and standardize things, make it as fair as you possibly can. Standardized DH, just leave it that way. That way it's fair for everybody in the games you're playing. Now, long term, I've said this before, and I believe it's true. Now, who knows what happens at this point in time with baseball's future growth. But if you go to a 32-team league, which I think baseball really wants to sometime this decade, I'm not sure the current situation obviously may run against this possibility right now. But to the future, 32 teams, then you do 8 divisions of 4 teams, and you do it with tight geographic divisions, maybe the Giants and A's in the same division, maybe the Angels and Dodgers same division, Yankees and Mets same division. You do things that way, then you standardize the DH probably just to make it standard and somewhat uniform, and that's what allows you to get to 32 teams. And the union, by the way, would like that because the DH job tends to be a higher-paying job. So if the union wants it, if it helps you grow the sport to 32 teams, brings in more revenues, keeps the union happy, I think it's probably an eventuality, Guru and Bonte, I believe, before the end of this decade.
JP, so good to hear your voice. We thank you for coming on today. I feel a little bit more positive about baseball coming back, but we all know they're running out of time here, so hopefully we get some games in 2020 and we can see the Nationals defend their World Series championship. JP, stay safe. Tell the family we said hi. Good to catch up with you.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Thank you. Love the conversation. Stay safe. Keep this great conversation and discussion going. And please, everybody, follow Matt Chapman on Twitter. We got to get the game going again and get that number moving upward, all right?
Absolutely. Awesome. Take care of Bubba. John Morosi, one of the good guys, MLB Baseball, MLB Network, I should say, Fox Sports, also double dips in hockey as well. John Morosi here believes, Guru, that we will have a season. He believes that we will have a season in 2020.
All right. And you and I are baseball nerds. We got the leagues, the fantasy leagues. I was all excited, but okay, I'm ready. I'll believe it when I see it. But isn't, if I'm correct, Bonte, isn't there a drop dead date to start by the 4th of July? Like, if we don't have a decision, you know, up until then, it'd be a wrap, or no? They can go past that July 4th and still get something in?
I guess so. I guess so. But how would that be? We get the NBA coming back July 31st.
Man, how many marriages are in trouble?
How many marriages are in trouble? Oh, boy. A lot. If they're not in trouble already with the pandemic, you haven't driven your wife crazy yet? I mean, come on. You know, I'm surprised we're not single yet, Guru.
Yeah. My wife's sleeping on the couch more than she ever has in her life. I'm like, what happened? Wait. Oh, I fell asleep. No, you didn't.
I want to chair to bed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. I'm surprised you're not on the couch, man. I'm surprised she's still making you breakfast.
I have a wife. I'm going on a few days without breakfast, B. Yeah, she's doing diet thing, and now she's using that as an excuse.
I was
so no Jimmy Dean here. You know what I mean?
No Jimmy Dean. Are you a good cook, Guru?
I need a mimosa.
Get down on the grill?
Nah.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days.
You got a fresh haircut, and then you got the smoke. That's what y'all love.
Mediocre.
I'll eat it. I'll leave it to the cooks. You know? Yeah.
888-957-9570. What do you think about what J.P. Morosi had to say? Do you think we'll have a baseball season? Do you even care if we have a baseball season at this point? I want to hear from the fans out there. 888-957-9570. Matt Chapman doesn't have 10,000 followers.
Wow, that's incredible.
Guru, you and I are doubling up Matt Chapman on Twitter. How's that possible? Wow. Producer Kyle has more followers than Matt Chapman.
Kyle's brilliant, but that says everything about the sport that we love. Why is that? How can they not hire a PR firm or somebody to come in and say, teach us how to be cool. Teach us our sport, how to resonate with the urban community. I don't know what's going on, but that's crazy. And again, you mentioned this. If Mike Trout were, and I love Trout, if he were to walk by, you know, the young kids, they would be like, hey, he's just a regular Joe. And to me, that's crazy. I'll say this. Derek Jeter wasn't like that, though, right? When A-Rod, Ken Griffey Jr., was that the last generation of players to where I thought if Jeter walked anywhere, he would be mobbed. I could be wrong. When did that start, man?
Wow. That's a great, great question. Boy, Ichiro would get like, mobbed.
Ichiro
would get mobbed.
Yeah.
Bryce
Harper, would he get mobbed? I don't know. Yeah.
I don't know. Producer Kyle, I think, has something to say about this.
Yeah, that's a clown question, bro.
Do you know how you would recognize Mike Trout if you think you're unable to? Look for the man who's all neck. My man has the widest neck in baseball, bro. He's just, it goes forehead, face, chest.
He's a competitor.
It's wild. He has that muscle that connects like the ear to the shoulder.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's how you know it's Mike Trout. He's built like a linebacker.
He turns on the baseball. The best dude. He hits jacks.
He just drops a bat head.
Yeah. He hit a home run. I think it was last season at the Coliseum, at the Oakland Coliseum. That baby went. It hit the suites in center field, man. I said, all right.
He's getting paid. He's getting the chicken for how good he is.
Steroids.
What is the public?
Period.
It's just baseball's just not popular, man. I don't get it, and it bothers me. I don't have answers.
Hey, Mike Trout, 2.5 million Twitter followers, so good on him.
2.5 million Twitter followers.
Congratulations.
I'm guessing he picked up a bunch of those when people realized he rooted for the Eagles, so a bunch of Eagles fans followed him.
Eagles fan,
Eagle
and I think
game,
he's a
that was dope.
Wasn't he at a Sixers game, too? I think
and he's got some basketball game. Did you see him dunk? Remember?
Yeah,
I think it was a year ago.
He's an athlete.
He's got some hops. He dunked the ball.
Nah, he could play any sport, man. Mike Trout's a five-star athlete, no doubt about that. Here's what we'll do on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by the California Highway Patrol Motorcycle Safety Program. We could open up the phone lines here, 888-957-9570. Do you care about baseball being back? What is it going to take? Honestly, that's the question. Because it feels like a lot of people, Guru, don't care if it comes back, and that hurts my heart. Also, the NBA. The NBA is going to be back July 31st. Are people really excited about it, or is the times too tough right now in this country to even think about the NBA? 888-957-9570. And I want to ask Warrior fans, once the playoffs do start, who are they going to root for? Who are they going to root for? It's going to be
like
the
this.
You know, I do too.
Cleveland, to a tweet that I started for you.
I got some smoke last night for somebody I said I'll root for, Guru. You
who
saw that.
Boogie Buzzards? Who was that on Twitter? I saw you.
Yeah,
Boogie Buzzards?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. And we'll also talk about Guru winning two straight at MLB The Show. We'll get into that as well. That's all sponsored.
I want winners.
Highway Patrol Motorcycle Safety Program. As we all start to get back on the road again, now is the perfect time to think about taking a California motorcyclist safety course. Whether it's your first time on a motorcycle or if you've ridden before, anyone can benefit from learning the latest skills and technique. Visit CaliforniaMotorcyclist.com to learn more.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz out. He'll be back on Monday, fresh and ready to go here on BSNG. Daryl DeGuru Johnson and yours truly, Bonte Hill, holding it down for the BSNG gang. Thanks to Bip Roberts. Thanks to JP Morosi, our good friend Bubba, for shedding some light on baseball and other world issues. We will not forget about those world issues. If you want to talk Drew Brees, we can still do that. We don't want to let those talks die down, Guru. We don't want to be that show that just talks about these issues for a day or two or for a week and then just forget about them. We'll continue to fight the good fight and call a spade, as they say, out there in the streets. And hopefully Drew Brees can find some remorse. And I want him to sit down with Colin Kaepernick. I want him to sit down with Kaepernick. Show me that you really care. Go reach out to Kaepernick to see what he was exactly protesting about. But a lot of people want to talk baseball here. Will baseball come back? JP Morosi thinks it's going to come back, Guru. So let's go out to the phone lines here. JK in the North Bay, start us off here with Major League Baseball. JK, good afternoon, and welcome to BSNG.
Thanks, guys. Good afternoon. I want to preface this by saying, you know, I was a baseball guy. I mean, growing up, little league, high school, college, semi-pro, you know, that whole thing. And, I mean, I think baseball will come back, but as far as, like, I don't know that I care. I mean, baseball's kind of lost its passion. You know, baseball used to be a passion game, and the players had passion. And, I mean, to be honest, like, the last player that I remember that really showed passion on the daily was, like, Ken Griffey Jr. And since he retired, it's like it's a different generation. You got a lot of these kids that have been through, you know, the AAU stuff and travel ball and all of that, and it's like a different thing. Everyone's got that button down attitude about it. It's not just a game anymore, and it seems like I know for myself that's what I picked up on, is like it's not like it's just a game where guys are out there playing and enjoying the fact that they're playing a game and getting paid well for it, but at the end of the day having a passion for playing a game. And now it's just, you know, people show up with their briefcase and it's business. It's not a game.
Wow. Thanks for the phone call, JK. Just think about that. Cool.
You know what? He made his points and there's some validity to them, but I just believe that the iPhone or technology has hurt the game more than any of the other sports. I do understand it's a slow game, but it's always been a slow game. But now the youth, you know, we're in the microwave society, Bonte. They want action. They want it now. And baseball just doesn't give you that. And we have no patience. And these new young punks, they just can't sit still. They can't even go watch a game because they'll be on their phone. So what bothers me and concerns me for baseball is I don't think baseball did anything to turn you off. It's just life went on, and this technology just went to a degree to where now baseball is almost in the way. And I don't know how you corral the youth and tie them up and make them watch what I just love doing, watching a guy steal the hit and run. They don't even do that anymore. But you get where I'm going, Bonte. It's too damn slow. Oh, it's too long. It ain't golf. Anyway, go be. When did we start asking these questions? When did we put a clock on it?
baseball's refusal to get with the times has hurt the game. And I'm not saying they need to. And I'm not saying they need to change the game on the field. Like, I never cared about, the game's too slow. I don't care. If the game's going 21 innings, guess what? I'm watching 21 innings of baseball. For damn it. I remember the A's and Angels had that game a few years ago where they went into the night. I said, you know what? Looks like I'm not going to bed until 2 in the morning. Play as long as you want. I want to see who wins. But here's the thing that where they fall behind. It's the social media game. It's the Instagram game. It's the highlights that they make available to people. It's the MLB
but the
package.
Highlights.
They've got to get better at showing us those highlights. They've got to get better at highlighting their players. There should be more Bryce Harper highlights and more commercials for Bryce Harper, Mike Trout. Wow. Recognize your stars. Matt Chapman, the fact that he only has 10, he doesn't even have 10,000 Twitter followers. This guy's a Gold Glove winner, possibly the best third baseman in baseball.
That's a problem.
He plays in the Bay Area. That is a huge problem, JD. A huge problem. They got to get better on the socials, Guru. They have to. And that's how you market, because everybody's on their damn phone. They're on Instagram. They're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're on TikTok. The NBA does a hell of a job on IG. If every night you see the NBA, they always have the leading scorers for each game. They always have the highlights. Baseball's got to get better at that department, too. And that's what I mean by saying they're falling behind the times. You got to adjust to it. Social media is a big thing. You got to get with it, man. You got to get with the social media platform to reach these young kids, reach these young teenagers, to grow your sport, support your sport, and show off your sport. Show off your big players, your big money players. And the fact that Matt Chapman doesn't even have 10,000 followers, goo. Wow. That's embarrassing.
And just hearing you talk, I just thought about this. And I'll use rap, for example, because what's the old adage? Oh, rappers want to be ball players and ball players want to be rappers. And you've seen it in the NBA. You see E-40 courtside at the Warrior games and Meek Mill and Jay-Z, just at all the games or what have you. And then the NFL, you'll see LeBron on the sideline throwing the passes with the Cowboys or whatnot. But you'll see some rappers make it into and I'm using rap just in this example. You'll see it make it into the locker room. When was the last time you saw a rapper or anybody that was quote-unquote cool or had street cred just in a baseball clubhouse? I don't know if I – and the last time is, I believe it was Jay-Z when the Yankees and Derek Jeter were in their heyday. I believe Jay-Z may have been on the field doing bad in practice. And, you know, you might need FBI investigator to find that footage. But I believe since then, you don't get more than that example if you find that footage. So I think, at the end of the day, Bonte, it has a cool problem. Baseball just has a cool problem. And I wonder how much of me saying that is hurting the sport in a sense. It just has a cool, not to me, but to the young generation. Remember I told you my oldest called, my 16-year-old, he called it corny. Got me mad. Corny?
Wow.
What?
And remember how cool it was to see Ken Griffey Jr. put his hat to the back and start a generation full of kids. Like
I kind of didn't like that,
LB.
I didn't like the hat to the back. Yeah, I kind of came down. I'm older than you.
Yeah,
I didn't like
it.
That.
Was swagger.
Turn it around.
It was swagger. Yeah. It was a kid being a kid in a kid's game. This is a kid's sport. we grew up loving it, man. And I love that. I love the fact. And you're right, man. Like E-40 was sitting behind the plate when the Giants won it in 2014.
Well, you got me there. He followed games. The Giants.
He followed the Giants. Wale, I remember seeing a video with him and Bryce Harper. Man, this was probably 4 or 5 years ago. They were at a shoe store. Explaining what kind of shoes they like or whatnot, which I thought was cool. But we need more of that. Yeah. We need more of that. We need more of that. Let's go to Rick in Pacifica. Rick in Pacifica's here on 95.7 The Game. Good afternoon, Rick. You think baseball has a problem with its marketing? Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, very much so. I appreciate you taking my call, for sure. I love your show. You guys have the best show of all sports talk in the area.
Thank
a couple
you.
Of things, if you would just hear me out. So I'm a season ticket holder up until this year for the Giants. It's been open. I've followed baseball my whole life. There's nothing wrong with baseball, but corporate, contrived corporate computer America hasn't already kind of tried to dissuade a youth from. I had to give up my tickets this year because the last 5 years, actually 3 years, I couldn't give my seats away to friends because – the area is kind of like a front runner area. If you're not happening in the Vogue, you're not going to get rid of your seats. The other part is, when's the last time you've seen a baseball star on a TV commercial, maybe a beer commercial, with that familiar face? Football, basketball, they've all done it. Baseball has dropped the ball in a huge way. And Matt Chapman, great example. The A's ownership are the worst at marketing. They're probably the poster boy for how to F it up. But they did. So there you go.
Thanks for the phone call, Rick. Wow. Again, I know Twitter is just Twitter, and Twitter, you know, we have fun with Twitter. You guys get on me for tweeting.
It's a reality, though. But go ahead. You know,
Cal and I probably got a combined, 750,000 tweets combined.
Not five.
Yeah, we're up seven. There. You guys make me think about tweeting that night, man, where I just put the damn phone down to man, Guru and Steiny. Guru and Steiny, I think about those, like, you know what? Let me slow down. I had about four tweets. Let me put the damn thing down. But the fact that Matt Chapman doesn't have 10,000 followers, it is laughable, man. That is laughable. It's like they're treating him like he's a double-A player or something.
That's
or he
crazy.
Might as well play for the Sacramento River Cats. He doesn't even have 10,000 followers. Wow.
Not that I went
when
to
When it comes to Matt Chapman?
No, just baseball. And like, how would you get Matt Chapman up to 50,000 followers? Because you said it, and I thought you touched on it. Baseball's problem is it doesn't show the highlights. But after that, what could you do to grow Chapman's brand? Like, I would love to just be in on a seminar. What would you use? Is there anything to make that number go up if people deem your product not exciting? And that caller said he couldn't give his tickets away. Wow.
I got a thought on that, too. Rick of Pacifica, he touched on something I want to get to in just a second. But you asked what could the A's – let's just use Matt Chapman. Since we're talking about Matt Chapman.
Yeah.
Just remember the A's had those cool commercials where they had the big three, Tim Hudson, Barry Zito, Mark Mulder.
That was dope. Wow.
We need more commercials like that. I need more advertisers on the BART trade. I remember being on BART in the early 2000s. Yeah, I did take BART, Guru. Don't believe that. I didn't.
No, I didn't have
wheels for a minute.
Right.
They had nice advertisers at the BART station with the big three. Eric Chavez, Miguel Tejada. They had cool commercials, man. They need more of that. Matt Chapman, maybe he needs to get with E40 and watch a game with them or do a ride-along like Steph Curry did, where he had his little ride-alongs with Joel Embiid, Nipsey Hussle. Maybe you do that. Look, the A's. If you start doing that, I need 10%. Because I'm giving you ideas here. The gold ideas. It can't hurt Matt Chapman to do some of these things here. If you're out there listening to A's, whoever's in the public relations department. It's just, there's a number of different ways to help Matt Chapman get more reach out there. Producer Kyle, you got something on that? What can we do to get Matt Chapman 20,000 followers or 50,000 followers?
What's that? Well, how would you do
it? He needs to make the postseason with some level of consistency. Playing a couple all-star games, and then maybe have a team commit to having him in their uniform for a long time. I think it's difficult to get traction in the Bay Area because people don't want to get attached to Oakland A's players or buy their jerseys or buy their any kind of apparel because they don't think that they're going to be on the team in 2 or 3 years. And then with a guy like Chapman, he hasn't played in an all-star game. He's been to the postseason twice now, and they've lost in the wild card game. So the traction just hasn't been there, and the local market hasn't done a lot for him.
Kyle, how come the home run derby? He was in a home run derby. Was it last year?
Yeah, because his dad was trying to get him out.
Yeah.
No, that's a good
man.
Call.
That's a problem.
That was. I mean,
just more stuff like that. Like Yoenis Cespedes got really popular while he was with the A's. Because they were playing in the postseason. They had those awesome 5-game series against the Tigers in back-to-back years. You had him dominating in the home run derby. I think he went back-to-back, right? He had
2019 All-Star. I guess that was his first All-Star game last year, right? 2019. I think he finally got in there.
Chapman, yeah. So
finally got in there.
Yeah, so that just needs to be consistent. And I think that'll help some. But I think what you said about the highlights and the fact that MLB takes down like any video that somebody puts up trying to promote their sport, like that's so backwards. It's such an old way of thinking about media. Like MLB needs to catch up, dude, in so many ways.
Yeah.
And let me ask you two this real quick, Bonte and Kyle. Back in the day, the stolen base was one of the most exciting plays. Also, the hit and run. You start the runner, you get a hit through the hole, and then he can go to third, almost home, and score. You'd have a play at the plate. Now it's just, I'm wondering about the product itself. Is strikeout or home run? Do you think that has anything to do with as exciting as we think the home run is? Chicks dig the long ball. I don't know if they dig it anymore, because what made you so exciting? Those two plays I mentioned aren't even hardly a part of the game anymore. And even the play at the plate. And I know you guys came down my road real quick with the Buster Posey rule, what happened with Cousins. Right. And you wouldn't get that 10 times a game, but you guys were laughing at me. Just the thought of that play at the plate, that's exciting. And to me, you just don't see that as much.
You don't see it as much. Like, one of the most exciting plays, granted, the Giants were on the wrong end of the stick, but JT Snow. What about him just plunging into Ivan Rodriguez, and Rodriguez just holds up the ball in his right hand? Now, made me break my remote control. Made me not want to watch baseball for a number of years. Almost quit being a Giant, believe it or not. That was a
day game too. I remember that.
Saturday afternoon. I bought a Metro phone that day. I left when it was 5-0. Came back. My cousin's at the door. Metro. They're good people. They're sponsors here. PCS is a great phone company. JT Snow with that running into Ivar. We do need more plays like that. We do. I don't like the Buster Posey rule.
But the analytics have taken it away, right? It's not like they said. The numbers have just. I think that's hurting the game, fellas.
And the hit and run. Oh, man. The hit and run, the stolen bases. Like Billy Hamilton, he can't get on base to save his life. But when he gets on base, it's electric in the ballpark. It's electric. He's got people sweating. You know, with Lorenzo Cain and the Kansas City Royals had John Lester scared. Well, he couldn't throw to first base. But when they got back in that game, that was exciting. You know, we need more of that baseball. I need some more electricity, man, because I do love the home run, but it's like, we got your number eight hitter hitting 30 jacks, or they're hitting it out the yard. Yeah. It's come on. Let's go.
I think there's a culture issue in baseball more than there's an issue with hit and runs. I just don't think that somebody who doesn't like baseball is going, hey, man, it's just too many strikeouts and home runs for me. I just can't. It's been that way. Like, if a 30-year-old doesn't like baseball, I don't think they used to like baseball in 1998. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's true. Yeah. Yeah.
So I think there's a larger cultural issue that baseball has going back to when the game was invented. So that's where I think baseball's big problem is. And Guru, I don't disagree with you. The hit and run is a super fun play, and stolen bases are fun, but I don't think that's what's pushing people away from the game.
No doubt.
That's a great point. And it's sad almost, because it means the gap is bigger than what I'm me using that example. Okay, maybe that could be it. But Kyle saying that means you got a bigger problem than you could imagine.
No doubt. Again, I always say this. I sound like a broken record, but where are the kids playing strikeout? Where are they playing knockout?
That's deep.
I mean, that was, you know, just going
they're on the Xbox. Like, they're on the PS4.
It was like we played baseball every damn day in the summer, man. Every damn day, whether it was four of us, five of us, we used vehicles as bases.
I'm about to tear up. Stop.
Dude, I don't know. Where's it at, man? Lunatic fridge. Well, let me stop, man. I'm about to make Guru cry here on 95.7 The Game. We don't need that.
Lunatic fridge
in Lafayette, man. Good afternoon, brother.
Look, I want to see baseball back because I miss sitting in my car and just turning on the radio and listening. But if I think Matt Chapman ought to make a commercial for Hoover vacuums or Dyson vacuums. So you have the spokesperson saying, my new vacuum picks up dirt just like Matt Chapman picks up grounders. And you show a couple of highlights of Chapman spearing grounders all over the place and making great defensive plays. And then you sprinkle on a few. And right. Robinson saying to Matt Chapman, hey, can you teach me that spin move? I think it'd be great. And it would put Matt Chapman's name out there.
Absolutely.
The guys can't market themselves. It's tough.
It is tough. Thanks for the phone call, Lunatic Fridge. You're breaking up a little bit there, but we get the point. How about some cross promotion? How about Matt Chapman going to Chase Center? You know what I'm saying? Throwing out Steph. I don't know. You could do some fun stuff with the Golden State Warriors. You could do some fun stuff with the Niners.
Have them shoot a free throw during a timeout. You know, something.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly. With this cannon of a right arm, how about he makes a shot from inline to inline, from 94 feet? I don't know. He got so many ideas out there. Get Matt Chapman more Twitter followers. Operation Matt Chapman Twitter followers, damn it. There's no way he should only have – he doesn't even have the that's K next to his Twitter numbers. Man. That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy. It's called the Coach P calling out of Fremont, California. What's up, Coach P?
What's up, gentlemen? Love the show, and always thank you for coming on this morning. You guys, you guys were doing great, great, great. Man, it felt so good to hear JP. Man, I mean, I'm already getting in that mode. I'm a baseball lover like the goo. But I'll break it down for you why. I mean, not only the social media you guys mentioned how baseball kind of slept on that. I don't think a commercial can help them because whether it's Matt Chapman or the guy with the Angels, whoever it is. You know, Judge with the Yankees. I mean, they do kind of all have a little dullness to them. I mean, you know me, baseball's number one. I love Matt Chapman. Thank God we have him. I mean, he's a platinum gold glover, not just a regular gold glover. He's a platinum, and he doesn't have that many followers. I mean, that is kind of ridiculous. But what's going on is with the way the youngsters look at it, and you got to see what they're going through. You know, it's different now. You had a couple callers ago mentioned travel ball. That's one thing, honestly, my opinion. Is basically kind of messing up the interest for the young adults. I mean, you hear the Ricky Henderson story where he didn't really even have interest in baseball until he got to high school because his grandma, I believe, didn't want him playing so much football. You know, and you have these travel teams that want to go year round, and you got to really it's more like a club now. You got to really be elite. I mean, my 13-year-old, shout out to Tabu Baseball out of Fremont, California. I mean, they've gone as far as Cooperstown, New York, to play tournaments. You know what I mean? It's more of like a club now where you got to be that good. It's not the old days where basically, you go to Little League, you're with a team, you ride out with the same kids all, for a good 3-4 months, and you build that bond, and then you go into the summer, and if you're an all-star team, you do the travel because you earned it. But, now you have year-long travel ball, which basically takes away from other sports, and sometimes you have kids that are like, I want to do baseball, but, they want me to be committed. And I also like football and basketball. You see what I'm saying? And not only that, with the travel teams, you got some regular players. The sub kid is not playing one weekend. All of a sudden, he's a guest player, and you're knocking out your regular shortstop where you get the parent. The parent's like, wait a minute, who is this kid? You get the kid being like, the heck with this. I'm not feeling this. And it goes so on and so on. It's that club thing I was mentioning the last couple calls ago. That's also with travel ball teams today. You know, I mean, baseball, and I'll end on this. I know I went too far, guys, but I'll end on this. They should start as soon as possible. I don't know what happened with the Arizona idea, but what baseball's doing is they're trying to get paid and also start the season, and they need to take it as a loss. They really can win. A lot of people over right now, if they threw the money out the window, because they're all not starving. They're all not like us who are living check to check. These guys got money. You know, it's not the minor leaguers who just got laid off. You know what I mean? All these guys got money. Yep. They're not starving. They should bite the bullet. They should put baseball out there and win back some fans and get that passion that you guys talked about again with the sport. Love the show, guys. Let's go Oakland. Go Dubs.
Great phone call, Coach P. Great phone call. A lot of what he had to say there, I agree with Guru. Let's do this. Let's break for a second. Jeff and Samuel, I want to get to your calls on the other side. I want to hear what you guys have to say about Major League Baseball. It is important to hear what the fans say about how they feel about the game. Do they even want it to come back? Do they even care about baseball anymore? Goo, more of your phone calls coming up, 888-957-9570. More of your texts, because I see a lot of good texts out here from the 650. The problem is also the unwritten rules, Guru. Let them bat flip. Let them celebrate strikeouts. Show some excitement. I'm with them on that one. There's nothing wrong with that. Get excited about playing a game that you love. More of your phone calls coming up. Plus, we'll chime in on the NBA as we wrap up the last hour on BSNG. Bonte Hill, Derek Guru Johnson, Matt Steinmetz. He'll be back on Monday. All that stuff's coming up here on 95.7 The Game. Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Still open to serve the community they love with full service banking. No compromises.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.